Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Terry Francona. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dan Ron. Batting second. The left fielder, Bill Buckner. Batting third. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carmelo Martinez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fritz Connolly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dickie Knowles. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dickie Knowles. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Raines steals second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo strikes out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall, who is chasing the ball. Dawson reaches third base with a triple. Raines scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ron misplays the ball. That's an error on Ron. Dawson scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ron fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach takes first base on ball four. Carter moves to second. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Francona reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. Wallach goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Expos. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dan Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. Ron moves to second. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fritz Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ron scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Carter reaches second base with a double. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dickie Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ron hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Francona hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ron reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ron fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ron scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Reggie Patterson now pitching. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ron fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fritz Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Morales pinch hits for Reggie Patterson. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Bauer moves to second. Dan Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baez scores. Morales moves to third. It's 4-1, Expos. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morales scores. Ron moves to second. It's 4-2, Expos. Bob James now pitching. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Ron moves to third. Buckner moves to second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Don Schultz now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wallach takes first base on ball 4. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wallach moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ron fields it and throws to second for the out. Wallach moves to third. Two outs. Bob James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez is called out on strikes. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fritz Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Connolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ron scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauer is called out on strikes. One out. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Don Schultz. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dan Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. James fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Johnson now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Buckner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to second. 2 outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona is walked intentionally. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flynn takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to third. Francona moves to second. Bob James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a line drive towards short. Flynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Carmelo Martinez. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Jay Johnstone now playing left field. Bill Buckner now playing first base. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Trillo bunts towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trillo for the out. Raines moves to second. 1 out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Craig Lefferts now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raines scores. It's 5-2, Expos. Warren Bruststar now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Tom Grant pinch hits for Fritz Connolly. Tom Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Say pinch hits for Larry Bowa. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.